This past week, in New Jersey, we saw 14 healthcare institutions, including hospitals, nursing homes, and an ambulance company, cited by the Federal Occupational Health and Safety Administration, otherwise affectionately known as OSHA, for failing to provide enough equipment and other protections to healthcare workers who wound up getting sick and died from the coronavirus. Just a little tale of the tape, more facilities in New Jersey were cited in the OSHA violations announced Monday, which went beyond New Jersey, by the way, but New Jersey had the most violations than any other state, with fines totaling over $250,000. Lack of PPE, personal protection equipment, like gowns, face masks, face shields, gloves, as the COVID-19 rocketed into New Jersey in March and April of this year. That was a constant source of worry and alarm among healthcare workers at these locations. They had some nurses in hospitals wearing, you might have seen stories about this, garbage bags after they ran out of gowns. They would reuse face masks for days or a week when a change of PPE was recommended for each patient. So if you're wondering why we saw the, especially in the nursing homes and veteran centers, the level of deaths we've seen from COVID-19, well, there's a primary reason why. Along with the healthcare workers, as hundreds became sick and over 100 died. Just to give you a few examples running down the list here, and there are many, I'll just give you some of the standouts. The Valley Hospital in Ridgewood was fined $8,675. The Waldwick office of the Valley Physicians Group, that's just simply a medical practice, $9,639. Both those locations had individuals, employees who passed away from COVID-19. Two Hackensack Meridian Health Hospitals, one of the nursing homes, combined $77,110. Palisades Medical Center, North Bergen, they got tagged for $38,555. JFK Medical Center in Edison, $25,061. And Meridian Subacute Rehab, one of the long-term care facilities, this one in Wall, $13,494. Along with the PPE shortage, other violations included failure to report an illness or death among workers, to have a written respiratory protection program, and to provide a safe workplace. Healthcare workers had been asked about this. That was a big catalyst for this final result from OSHA. 75% of medical health employees who responded to a survey by the Health Professionals and Allied Employees Union said they had to reuse their N95 masks. And 9 out of 10 said they were never taught how to decontaminate their PPE for reuse, which they were being forced to do because of the shortage. Now, as far as the procedure for these facilities, they have 15 days to comply, pay up. They can request an informal conference with OSHA's area director or contest the findings before the Independent Occupational Safety and Health Review Commission. I mentioned that this was not just New Jersey. More than 4,000 worker complaints have been filed across the country, and many of those investigations are still pending. So OSHA not done yet. While the legislators in New Jersey seem to be taking their grand old time in addressing the nursing home and veteran center situation, Democratic U.S. Representatives in D.C. Bill Pascrell Jr. and Mikey Sherrill are introducing two pieces of legislation which would hopefully improve oversight of these facilities hit by the coronavirus and an inordinate number of deaths. While less than 1% of U.S. residents live in nursing homes, they've accounted for 40% of the COVID-19 deaths in the country. And as you hopefully well know, since I tend to mention it frequently because it deserves mentioning, more than 7,100 of those deaths happened in New Jersey. And you heard that ratio too, nationwide, 40% of the COVID deaths in New Jersey. That's over half of the deaths. One of the bills is called Promoting Restoration of Emergency Preparedness and Advancing Response to Epidemics and Long-Term Care Act. It would restore critical regulations about infection control and emergency preparedness in nursing facilities. It would require these locations to put together and maintain an infection prevention program, obviously needed, direly needed, and an emergency plan to protect residents during an emergency situation. You know what that word too in the description, they have to restore these mandates. It means they existed one time, but someone saw fit to eliminate them. This bill would also prevent the Secretary of Health and Human Services from waiving or suspending staffing reporting and inspections during a pandemic. It would also mandate that any reporting developed for COVID-19 include information on infectious disease outbreaks within nursing facilities. Then there's the protecting residents with oversight, transparency, and enforcement for compassionate treatment in long-term care. This would provide $100 million for increased oversight in nursing homes. It would increase penalties for nursing homes that don't provide adequate protection for their residents. State oversight agencies would have to complete a standard assessment within 4 weeks of an outbreak. Not 4 months, like we've seen, 4 weeks. And every 6 months after that. Bill would allow for state survey agencies to have flexibility on timing and ability to prioritize follow-up assessments for these facilities in areas with a high infection rate, with a history of low staffing, or that have previously been out of compliance, which would be a lot in New Jersey, as you well know. Back here in New Jersey, that's what's happening down in Washington, thankfully, but back in New Jersey, the Democrat-led legislature, so far, they passed 4 bills with token band-aids, and they've yet to form the committee to investigate nursing homes and veteran centers, like they promised to do. Back in May,